بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Living the Quran through the Living Quran, an audio-visual translation of Tafsir al-Nur of Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati, translated by Salim Bimji and edited by Arif Huda. Audio version read out by the translator. In this 22-part series, we will be reviewing Chapter 58 of the Noble Quran, Surah Al-Mujadila, The Pleading Woman. Part 4, Reconciliation Part 2. Whoever does not find means to do that, let him fast 2 lunar months consecutively before they, the spouses, touch each other. And he that is not able to do so, his penitence shall be to feed 60 destitute ones. This is in order that you perfect your faith in Allah and His Messenger, so that you believe in the truth of whatever Allah has enjoined and His Messenger conveyed to you and live accordingly. These are the bounds of Allah, and for the unbelievers there is a painful punishment. Thinking points. The word hudud, the bounds, has been mentioned more than 10 times in the Quran, and a majority of these usages are in regards to the rights of the family. Now, when it comes to the penalty to pay to be absolved of the zihar, divorce, if the husband was not able to find a slave to free, then they had to instead fast 2 consecutive months. According to the hadith, if a person fasted 31 straight days, then they were able to divide up the remaining days, and there is no need to fast for all 2 months straight. This in itself is a form of easing of the law which has come to us in the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt. The repetition of the phrase, before they, the spouses, touch each other, which has been mentioned in these 2 verses, verses 3 and 4, show us that before fulfilling the penalty, it is not permissible to have any physical connection with one's spouse, whether this be sexual contact or any other form of physical touching. Takeaway messages. 1. A religion which claims to be universal, as Islam does, must have rules and regulations which are adaptive for any time, so that people are never at a dead end in their life. As with the penalty for this form of divorce, which was to free a slave, sometimes it will be seen that there are no slaves to liberate. In addition, at times it will be that the person will not be able to fast, and so there must be another way out of such situations. 2. The penalties which Islam has implemented are actually a form of a blessing for the society. Freeing a slave, for example, a very noble and important act to ensure the sovereignty of all human beings. Implementing the fasting as a penalty will teach the individual patience and fortitude. And feeding people in society, the hungry and the destitute and less fortunate people, will be taken care of. 3. The penalties for sins need to be varied and categorized, and in addition, the time, place, and capacity of the individual must all be taken into consideration. 4. The divine rules in their totality can be lessened when needed. However, they can never be suspended. 5. In the penalties which the divine has revealed, yes, there may be times in which the wealth or physical strength of the individual may be burdened. However, at the same time, in place of that taxation on the wealth or body, one's faith will be enhanced. 6. The philosophy of penalties and punishments must be made clear to the masses so that the people accept them with open arms. 7. Not enforcing the limits which Allah has sent down and showing disregard for them is tantamount to disbelief. We will continue in our next session with verse number 5.